Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, Girl Rising, a film about the benefits of educating girls aims to spark a global movement. And Six Strikes for Pirates. Authorities take aim at illegal downloaders, giving them a few chances to mend their ways. But first, sequestration in space. Cuts to the federal budget triggered on March 1st could chip away what amounts to approximately $750 million from America's space budget. In a twist of sequester logic, the cuts may actually cost hundreds of millions of additional taxpayer dollars, which will be fed directly to the Russian government. John Mattson is associate editor for Scientific American, who writes about space, physics, and mathematics. And John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, quick fact check first. Is it true that since the space shuttle program ended, U.S. has been paying Russia to get astronauts to the International Space Station?
That's true. They're the only people that can do it right now. So and they are, you know, we should add, one of the key partners in the International Space Station. So you know, from that respect, dealing with them in this financial way to access a service that we don't have domestically makes a lot of sense.
So what does Russia charge for the service?
Well, the going rate is not too cheap. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000-$70,000. Sorry, not $1,000 a ticket. That would be a bargain. $60 or $70 million a ticket. Yeah. I you know, it might be a stretch, but you'd have a long line of people who'd want to do it. So it's in the neighborhood of I believe $60-$70 million a ticket. But it changes. You know, NASA buys these in bulk. I think. The numbers I'm referring to are from a fairly recent agreement, but you know, they seem to go up over time.
Okay, so what's the connection here between the sequester and putting this money directly into Russian coffers? Can you
Sure. Yeah. So it's a little bit complex, but the way it goes is like this. So since the space shuttle has been retired, like you mentioned, the U.S. has no way of putting people into orbit. We just don't have the technology. NASA doesn't have the technology. No American companies have the technology. So the plan has been to have NASA fund these private companies and sort of encourage them to develop that technology with public support. And so the idea would be that in the near future, in the next few years, we'd have companies like SpaceX, like Boeing, that are able to bring NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station to other destinations in orbit. So that's been progressing for the past few years, and the way that that goes is NASA gives these companies money on they're called sort of milestone contracts. So if you can, you know, demonstrate this level of technology, we give you a little more money. If you can demonstrate the next level of technology, we give you a little bit more. And so these contracts have been, you know, have been agreed upon. And the problem is that with the sequester, the money that they were counting on to pay out some of these milestones may not be there, because they had been counting on getting actually a bump in this funding this year. It was supposed to go up by 25% or something like that. And instead, they're getting a cut. So there's a big gap between how they had laid out these milestones and the actual finances that will be available. So the fear is that if we're not paying these milestones for SpaceX, for Boeing, for another company called Sierra Nevada, they're just not going to either have the motivation or the resources to keep developing these technologies. And it could extend that time that we're dependent on the Russian space agency to ferry our astronauts to and fro.
Okay. Why not?
I know that's a lot to take in.
No, it is. It is. And I'm trying to break it apart, because the reports that I'm seeing is that sequestration will cut only about 25 to 30 million from these commercial crew contracts, the name of these contracts. Mm-hmm. Now, by government standards, that's not really a lot of money. Is this really going to, you know, bulk up the Russian coffers if we stop doing that kind of support?
Well, so people are worried about that. You know, I think it remains to be seen. Like this, the whole sequester has been, you know, obviously it's just a few days old, but no one really knows what to expect. It's already, you know, it's already a little bit surprising that it seems to have be progressing so quietly. But in this case, the numbers are a little bit starker than they might look. They're not catastrophic cuts, certainly, but these agreements that were made last year were based on the amount of money that Congress had said, okay, we'll give NASA, you know, $500 million a year to do this project. And in fact, the Obama administration had asked for much more than that, but Congress said, okay, you know, we will up the ante to $500 million a year. And so these agreements took that as a starting point. And now, with the sequester, not only are you not getting that bump that Congress wanted to give NASA, but you're getting a cut from the smaller amount before the bump. So it drops down to something like $388 million, which was the number that I saw today. But it's not as much a cut from what they were getting as it is what they had budgeted. So it just sort of, you know, I don't think it's going to sink this whole program, but it certainly could add some delays, which is what people are most concerned about. You know, we have this gap from when the space shuttles were retired until, say, 2017, when companies ought to be able to get our astronauts to orbit. And, you know, everything that we do to sort of gum up the works is only going to extend that gap.
John, I just want to squish in another question. Why not just hold off on sending people to the space station for the time being? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of the lesser of several evils in this case?
Well, we've invested so much money in the space station. I mean, it's primarily a U.S. project. I think we're the number one funders, and it's overall something in the neighborhood of $100 billion that's been spent on this enormous construction project. So it's really, really important for NASA and for the U.S. government to get as much out of it as they can, even if that leads to some sort of, you know, uncomfortable positions in relying on other nations to get our people to and from.
John Mattson, Associate Editor for Scientific American. He writes about space, physics, and mathematics. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
To find out more about the effects of sequestration on the U.S. space program, go to wordofmouthradio.org.